Hello there. Today I'm reading through my free PDF guide, 5 exercises to do before sitting the trot. If you haven't downloaded the PDF yet, we will get you the link either in the description of this podcast or in the email. But basically, I created this PDF guide to help you get your horse ready and get yourself ready to sit the trot. The biggest mistake that I see with the sitting trot is that the horses aren't ready to really carry the weight of the rider. So inside of this PDF, you are going to learn 5 exercises to do before sitting the trot. I definitely recommend downloading the PDF because it does link out to some awesome YouTube videos that will give you exercises to work on. So, introduction. If you are having trouble sitting the trot, it might not be completely your fault. The big secret to the sitting trot is that the more correctly your horse is using their body and top line, the easier it is to sit the trot. The biggest mistake I see riders make is sitting the trot too soon, before their horse is using their body correctly. Sitting the trot when your horse is hollow, stiff, tense, or behind the leg will be incredibly uncomfortable for the horse and for you, the rider. Here you will learn 5 essential elements needed to prepare you and your horse for mastering the sitting trot. Plus, I've included a collection of exercises to help you work on each of the 5 elements. If you find yourself struggling with the sitting trot, more than likely you're missing one of these elements. Get a leg up on the sitting trot challenge starting May 1st by working on these exercises the next time you ride. Oh, and did I mention there's $10,000 in prize money for the biggest sitting trot transformations? So use these exercises to get started. And then there's a link if you're interested in learning more about the sitting trot challenge. It's going to be epic starting May 1st. Welcome. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Amelia Newcomb, a Grand Prix rider and trainer based in Southern California. I love sharing my knowledge with you so that you can learn to love your ride, and I'm here to provide the education and support you need to improve regardless of your level, discipline, or age. I'm so glad you're here. I will teach you the exact system I use to prepare my horses and students for the sitting trot. Sitting trot is hard. To be honest, I've never been a natural rider, and I struggled a lot at first to learn how to sit the trot. Here you will learn the best exercises to prepare for the sitting trot. I would argue that sitting trot is 50% the rider and 50% the horse. The more that your horse is through, supple, engaged, and correctly using their top line, the easier it will be for you to sit the trot. Sitting trot is a huge milestone in your development as a rider. It is a demonstration of your independent seat, and it will allow you to ride in harmony with your horse using subtle and soft aids. I can't wait to help you achieve your goals as you prepare for the sitting trot. And please make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and share this with any of your friends who are showing this year or who need help with their sitting trot. So, 5 exercises to do before the sitting trot. Exercise number 1 is get your horse in front of the leg. Exercise number 2 is to get your horse round. Exercise number 3 is posting trot. Exercise 4 is relaxation and suppleness, and exercise 5 is saddle fit. Starting out with exercise number 1, get your horse in front of the leg. Question for you, when you sit the trot, does your horse stop or slow down? Yes or no? If you answered yes, your horse is not in front of the leg. So when you sit the trot, if your horse slows down, then your horse is not in front of the leg. If you answered no to this question, or if your horse speeds up, then move on to exercise 2. So, in front of the leg means that if you ask your horse to go forward, they will do so willingly and without hesitation. They maintain the same rhythm and tempo without constant reminders. It is essential that your horse is in front of the leg before you start to sit the trot. If you are constantly squeezing and cueing your horse to go forward, this will stiffen your seat and back and make the sitting trot difficult. Here are 2 videos to get your horse in front of the leg. So, Wake Up a Lazy Horse. You can go on YouTube and search Wake Up a Lazy Horse and Stop Nagging. Those are 2 of the best exercises if you need help getting your horse in front of the leg. Exercise number 2, get your horse round. Is your horse round and soft? Answer yes or no. When your horse is round, they lift their back and give you a bridge of muscle to sit on. This muscle absorbs and springs with the bounce of the sitting trot. When your horse engages the hind end, the hind legs come farther under, the back lifts up, the trot becomes smoother, more fluid, and easier to sit. Often, if your horse's trot is extremely bouncy and jarring, it is because they are not correctly using their top line. Furthermore, when your horse is round and engaged, it is also more comfortable for the horse to carry your weight in the saddle. The rounder your horse, the easier it will be to sit the trot. Here are two videos to help get your horse round. So one of my most popular videos is Get Your Horse Round 1, 2, 3. And the second video, Why Does It Matter If Your Horse Is Round? Those are both really great how-to videos if you're having trouble getting your horse round. Third exercise before sitting the trot is perfect your posting trot. So question, ask yourself, do you feel effective and balanced in your posting trot? Yes or no? So believe it or not, the better your posting trot, the better your sitting trot. Yes, I know this seems counterintuitive, but the better your posting trot, the better your sitting trot will be. The posting trot is an extremely useful warm-up for you and for your horse. Posting allows you to find your balance on the horse's back in what would ordinarily be a very bouncy gait. It gets you up and off your horse's back, encouraging them to use it. It is a must if you're riding a young or green horse who hasn't developed the back muscles to carry you. Plus, the better your posting trot, the more effective you will be in preparing your horse for the sitting trot, and the better your sitting trot will be. Perfect your posting trot. Here are a few points that will help you with your posting trot. Number one, find your alignment. So one of the biggest things I see is if you're having trouble posting the trot, you probably don't have the correct alignment. You must have a straight line from your ear, shoulder, hip to heel. If you're in a chair seat or tipping too far forward, it will be difficult to find the posting trot motion. Second tip is pivot. Your seat needs to pivot around your knee. Imagine that your femur extends out past your knee and press your knee forward and downward into the saddle. This gives you a pivot point from which your seat is bounced up and down by the motion of your horse. Three, lower leg. Your lower leg should not swing back and forth as you post. It should stay still. Your leg should be identical from the knee down, whether you are in posting or in sitting trot. Elbows. Your elbows need to be supple and elastic. They should bend and straighten as you rise up and down so your hands stay quiet. If your elbows are still, your hands will move up and down. Timing. If you want to give a leg aid, you need to time it. The only time that you can give a leg aid in posting trot is when your bum is in the saddle. It is really impossible to get your leg on the horse when you are out of the saddle. Remember, the better your posting trot, the easier the sitting trot will become. So just an important note here, part of the advantage of sitting trot is it allows you to give more precise leg aids in the correct timing. So yes, work on your posting trot. It will help your sitting trot, but then ultimately we do want to sit the trot for the canter transition and for lateral work. So here are two videos to help you with your posting trot. Head over to YouTube and check those out. How and why to post the trot and how to post the trot. Those are two great videos, and it's always nice to have a visual so you can actually see what I'm talking about. Exercise number four, get your horse relaxed and supple. Is your horse relaxed and supple? Yes or no? In order to sit the trot, your horse must be relaxed and supple. This is super important. When your horse is moving in an even rhythm and their muscles are relaxed and loose, it is easier to sit their trot. Here are a few exercises to get your horse supple. Exercise one is the walk. The walk is a super important gait to establish and test your horse's suppleness. You want the walk to be forward but not rushed. You should feel swing through their body and follow the swing with your hips and your elbows. Serpentines for bending. Get your horse bending evenly left and right with serpentines. This is a really important step to help your horse stay supple and loosen their back muscles so it will be easier to sit. Stretch circle. The third exercise for longitudinal suppleness is the stretch circle. This demonstrates the mental and physical relaxation we want from our horses. They need physical relaxation to stretch and mental relaxation to place their head low as they lose some of their visibility to predators. They must trust you to ride a stretch circle well. Here's two videos to help you develop your suppleness on your horse. and improve the walk. So yeah, the biggest things to work on suppleness are serpentines and bending lines, getting that lateral suppleness, the stretch circle, of course, because what happens in the stretch circle is that as your horse's neck goes down, their back lifts up. And the more that we can get your horse lifting up in the back, the easier it will be to stretch, to sit the trot, excuse me. So the video exercises to help with suppleness, again, these are all on YouTube. Is your horse relaxed and supple? And then three exercises to warm up your horse. Exercise number one is saddle fit. Does your saddle fit you and your horse? Yes, no, or it fits one of us. Your saddle is what connects your seat to your horse's back. If your saddle is sitting crooked, if it is not sitting in the correct position, or if it is unstable and bouncing, it will be uncomfortable for your horse, especially in the sitting trot. Make sure that your saddle is a good fit for you and for your horse, and that you feel comfortable in your saddle. It is best to get a certified saddle fitter to come out and check that your saddle fits correctly. I'm not a professional saddle fitter, but here are a few videos that go over the very basics of correct saddle fit. So first video, does your saddle fit your horse? Second video is saddle fit and rider position. Again, you can find those videos over on YouTube. Master these exercises, and before you know it, you will be ready to sit the trot. Sitting trot is an essential skill in your development as a rider. It allows you to connect with your horse's movement, influence your horse with clear and effective aids, and feel your horse's response. When you can sit the trot and stay in harmony with your horse, it is a badge of honor and a testament to your dedication and developing a relationship with your horse. You become a centaur and feel every movement your horse makes. You can ride smooth and effortless transitions. You feel balanced and connected with your horse. These exercises are a great start to get you and your horse ready for the sitting trot. I'm doing a big sitting trot challenge starting May 1st. Enrollment opens April 17th, so mark your calendar and get ready to master the sitting trot. Click here to join the sitting trot challenge. And then there's a bunch of additional resources. My mission at Amelia Newcomb Dressage is dressage for all. That's my mantra. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio about sitting trot. Good luck with your riding. I would love to hear about your journey on Amelia's Dressage Club. That's our Facebook group. And please don't forget to share my content with your riding friends. It really helps me help more people like you. So yes, please, please, please share my content. There's a bunch more resource links in the PDF. So definitely download the PDF, and I would love to have you join our Sitting Trot Challenge in May. The challenges are always so much fun and just a great time to really prioritize your riding, set some little goals, and see what you can accomplish in 30 days. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day.